Feral Audio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 21 of The Adventures of Danny and Mike. To my right, Mr. Danny Tamborelli. Look at him. Oh. Look at him shine. And to his right, Mr. Michael C. Marona. Look at that shirt. You can buy that at the booth.
The C is for classy.
Why are you sitting so far away from us, Michael?
It's not very nice. I wanted to emphasize the space.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
Yeah.
I see a lot of our fans came dressed as their favorite thing, empty chairs.
Oh.
But to the ones who are here, your dedication is what matters, especially you, Dame Edna.
Yeah.
Because otherwise we wouldn't do the podcast. If we, if they had offered us to do the podcast and they told us, you're going to have a room with nobody in it, we would have said, no way. But because there were people in it, we said, yes, we look forward to this.
I think that was in the signed contract, actually.
It was, right?
Yeah.
I have to sign that and give it to Regina.
Things you don't, we're not always prepared. Like, you're supposed to sign a contract before you get here, Mike. Mm. You might not get what you came for.
there was like, something was wrong with the fax machine. I think it was a joke fax from Back to the Future. It was jamming up my fax machine.
Do people still use fax machines?
Now they're digital, I think. Now you do them online, right?
It's not about 90s nostalgia using fax machines. They're not using faxes, ironically. They're actually faxing things for a purpose.
I used to be that kid that went into auditions. My parents had a fax machine that was like, it had a roll of paper. So I would be the kid in there, like everyone else had these nice, like, straight sheets of paper. Mine were all like curled. I was like trying to get them straight, like crumpling them up. It's like, I'm never going to get this part.
And,
damn it.
And your sides were always shiny.
Yeah, they're way shiny. You couldn't like write.
Thermal transfer
You couldn't use regular like Bic pens on them. You had to use Sharpie markers because nothing would stick to them except the ink that was in the fax machine.
Yeah, so what was left over was used for leftovers, actually, as I recall. They used the fax paper to wrap up leftovers because it was impermeable.
So, Mike, you made a pretty nice observation about how difficult it might be to write a Craigslist missed connections ad at Kamikaze because a lot of people are cosplays.
I was the guy made of wood.
You could find that guy. Have you guys seen that? The dude who's walking around in a wooden robot. Wood?
Okay, so I was the wooden robot.
Check it out, guys. Open your eyes.
You were the girl with the squirrel tail.
Yeah.
Mm. Or you were the rainbow ninja.
I know. It's more like I was Harley Quinn and you were Dick Tracy. And I've seen, there's a bunch of them. I was the taller Dick Tracy, the one with the proper color scheme on.
You're going to have to come up with modifiers for everything. I was the handsomest Dick Tracy. You were the demurest Electra. The most demure Electra of them all. Didn't even know she was a ninja. That's how demure she was. Yeah, I think it's difficult because you got to think about the permutations. Like, you could write a math program to match every single Dick Tracy with every single Mumbles in this hallway. It would look like that. More detailed than that. But for the listener, I'm nodding my hands together in a mesh way.
That's exactly what you're doing. You're so descriptive.
I feel like everyone should be required at Comic-Cons to have those little gems like the Sims over their heads identifying who they are. And don't make me do the guessing game because I don't want to insult you. I don't. I mean, you, Dame Edna, I could never because you're everything. But also I know who you are from the character. Other people I don't want to insult. Like if I thought Zombie Goku was just like a kid who got beat up on the way here.
Oh.
He could have been a kid.
That might have happened too.
He might have just been here on his way.
Downtown LA.
It is downtown LA. I had a guy try to start shit with me yesterday, and I wasn't even dressed as anything. I guess I was dressed as a Met fan.
What happened?
I'm just walking on Figueroa, and a guy like tried to walk into me. I was walking next to my friend Vin. You know Vin.
I do know Vin, yeah.
So
Mets fan Vin.
You can ask him if you think I'm lying about this.
We were very obnoxious New York Met fans in a bar in L.A. yesterday.
God, we were the worst.
His friend has the loudest hard clap I've ever heard in my life. My ear is still ringing, and I play bass in a band with a really loud drummer, and it was louder than that.
So that means something.
And you know, it's not the worst part, because I get it, because he's
part,
really excited about baseball, is that he's the dude that claps 20 to 25 seconds after everyone else has stopped clapping, and he's still doing it.
We gave him several chances.
And hard and proud.
Oh, we gave him all kinds of chances, and I did those sort of like take away from you claps, where you sort of like somebody has like a real solid rhythm going, and then you sort of clap like right off of that to sort of derail. It's like a derailing clap, but I was still celebrating.
Cool, that's not cool.
I was celebrating too. I was just wanted to derail the loudness of his celebration a little, which is horrible because Vin's my best friend.
You just keep going. You just get a little quieter, hoping that he's gonna stop. And it's loud as hell.
No, or
still,
you do the air, or you do the air one. You do the air one right at the end. It's all. We all know what we're talking about, because we know about being enthusiastic for things. Like, you would go not just for sports things, but it was there like some sort of comic book or movie character you were super excited to see today?
Today?
Yeah. Okay. Any day this week.
Any day this weekend.
Doesn't have to be today.
Well, I was actually, speaking of Dick Tracy.
Which we weren't.
No, the guy that came here 2 years ago, I saw. And I thought that it might be awkward that last year he was in a different costume and, maybe forgot that we were coming or forgot anything. I was like, well, you know what? I'm going to change it up this year. I'm going to be Dick Tracy. And then we caught him in the same Dick Tracy outfit that he was in 2 years ago. And it was confusing for me.
Hadn't washed it.
He smelled exactly the same. He did. Yeah. I was.
Yeah, yes, sir.
We're excited about seeing our favorite movies from when we were kids get completely stretched out to be unrecognizable and re-edited and stuff. And this, to get money from us again, as opposed to getting our parents' money way back then. I wore out all those videotapes of the first three Star Wars.
This is a Universal licensed hoverboard.
Right.
That's what I remember most.
Oh, from the kid?
Yeah, one of the many Marty McFlys here.
Yeah, we saw some good Marty McFlys here. That guy who had the super baggy jacket was getting it done. It was like before the straps do the thing.
Yeah, when they're all, I get it.
That's it? That's the only guy?
I think they all have them. I think every one of those Marty McFlys has exactly the same jacket that they bought from the same store down the street.
From here?
Yeah, this is Back to the Future store.
This comes into one of our $1 billion ideas. We don't just have $1 million ideas on this podcast. We have $1 billion ideas. The $1 billion
and they never get funded, but they are $1 billion ideas.
What?
Do you want to recap the other ones?
Well, just because nobody's realized my vision for Underwater Our Town yet doesn't mean that it won't happen.
That's not $1 billion idea.
It will be if somebody puts money behind it.
Wait, Nutella Pop-Tarts was $1 billion idea, right?
It was, and I think that's happening somewhere in Portland.
But not by the Pop-Tart brand.
No.
Yeah.
No, they're homemade. So this $1 billion idea was for the con, but also just in general. And I'm from New York, but also down in LA, like an anime wig truck, like a food truck, but with anime wigs. So if you were on your way to a con and you didn't have the right one, like, I need something that starts as a star, but then goes back as a comet back here. And they would say, yes, we have that. We have it in metallic. We have it in red. We have it in sunfire. We have it in jet black.
No, not green.
No, but there's a guy down the block. You can buy it off of him. I thought that an mobile anime, you would get a food truck, but then rip all the stuff out of it. But it would still be chrome inside, so it would be cool. And then hang a lot of mannequin heads in there and then just stick anime.
I just learned that that's something that Michael C. Marona thinks is cool.
I think
chrome is cool.
I think chrome is cool. It's not my favorite browser. It's not my favorite building material. But I feel that these chrome chairs look good. Chrome in general.
He's a chrome guy, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm not a product of the Southern California car culture. But
I was going to say, you'd fit in. Real well. You got to get yourself a nice roadster.
Maybe something from the 30s.
Yeah.
Something like Dick Tracy.
Oh, wow.
Dick Tracy would drive?
Tracy.
Okay, so now I have to talk about Georgie Harrington, because I've talked about all the other guys I work with. He's a father of an electrician I work with, and in the union, if you have the same last name as your father, which happens a lot, it's pretty easy to get a union card. George, his dad, is just obsessed with World War II, and will talk about guns and war as much as he can. But when you look at him and you look at his face, you realize that he actually looks like the Dick Tracy villain Mumbles.
Big Boy did it. Big Boy did it.
Yeah, and it's really that. What's the definition of irony when that guy looks like Mumbles, but he's loud? Isn't that what it says in the dictionary?
Reverse Mumbles.
Yes.
Yeah. Man. Oh man, George could talk your face off until you look like no face, which is another Dick Tracy villain. He looks like this. Isn't that his name? No face.
You know, no face. Oh yeah, there. Yeah, that's the. That's. I don't want to give away the spoiler to Dick Tracy.
I don't know who here was alive when Dick Tracy came out.
It was Madonna.
She was no face.
Yeah. Right.
Really?
Don't question me, Michael. Come on. I was more of a kid during that time watching that movie than you were.
Yes, you were more given to wearing bright banana yellow like Dick Tracy.
It's true.
But
definitely a Halloween costume.
No face, really? I'm just making that up. No
gosh. Got to get with it, bro.
I'm going to get with it.
Do you have any fun stories to tell about getting burnt or hurt at work? I like hurt at work stories.
I think we should have
you been
song.
Hurt at
yeah.
work?
Yeah, Dan is actually...
How many days has it been since your last injury, Mike?
Dan is my personal injury lawyer. What have I done at work lately that hurt? Nah, we've been off for a while. All my injuries have healed.
J-Lo doesn't hurt you? She doesn't...
She hurts me every time she looks at me. She wounds me. I think I barked my shin a few months ago. I'm not going to give you guys the details because the swelling is down now, so...
Why is the swelling down? Because you asked me to drain it.
I healed.
Ugh.
What? Sorry. You don't like that?
The visual of you draining something of Mike's is kind of disgusting. And it doesn't matter what it is.
Why? Statistically, he's going to outlive me. He may have to care for me in my final years.
Where do you get your statistics?
Same place anybody does, a statistics store. The government is not going to take care of me. I'm going to need my fake brother to take care of me. It's not like either of us are getting married. To each other.
You're
rooting for that, right?
You know, if we had if I had the right reproductive organs, we'd make beautiful children. You and me.
You wouldn't believe how many times I've heard that.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, our guest.
Bring him up.
Yuri Lowenthal. Come on up. Give him a round of applause.
Hey.
Yuri Lowenthal sporting a correct set of organs.
How are you?
Good.
I was psyched.
Boy, you came in at the right time. We were going down a weird path, man.
Man, I hope it keeps going in that direction because that's where I live.
If only he could have come in from a side door right after it got really creepy. Right. But he had time to come up from the back.
And right. Even creepier.
I was psyched to see that Yuri was our neighbor at booth 17 something.
Yeah, we're 17,
we're,
19.
We're
right
adjacent
across the street.
To each other.
Yeah.
And we're in the same neighborhood.
Zombie Goku was waiting for you for a while, man.
Yeah, was creepy. You saw that, didn't you?
I saw him like before I saw you.
Crossover cosplay is the weirdest cosplay. Because basically I usually don't already know what it is to start with, and then you cross it over and it becomes 1,000 times more difficult to know.
I saw a Joker Ghostbuster today.
That was, wow.
Yeah, probably the best crossover because
he comes into every comedy show and is like, hey, that's a terrible joke, sir.
Wow.
I've got a joke for you. And he flips him a card with a good joke on it and walks out. And then the card explodes and his head blows up. And then that's the end of it. He's one comedian at a time. He's taking care of business.
Holy crap. I mean, do you think there should be rules about what you're allowed to cross over?
My favorite crossover from Kamikaze of 2 years ago was Dragon Ball Z Homer.
Wow.
That's a good one.
And he was holding a Dragon Ball that was composed of pink Homer donuts. So it was most gorgeous.
So it was like Kamehameha Homer. Thank you. Thank you. I'll be here for at least the rest of...
Oh, damn. Know. Here comes the joke buster. Damn it.
Oh, he said, run.
Throw yourself at his combo costume.
Man.
Yeah, no, but cosplay is always my favorite part of coming to these shows.
You find people are wearing costumes of characters that you portrayed or that you voiced?
Yeah, sometimes, yes. I just love the craft that goes into some of it. And if not craft, because sometimes it's a horribly made costume, but you can tell that there's a lot of love in it.
On it. Yeah.
And I prefer to see that over something that, you know, they clearly bought somewhere. But
that is the Party City Goku. Get out of
right,
here.
Right, exactly.
What about like a mobile, you know, anime wig vendor?
Okay.
That wouldn't be, Yuri, I mean, that would be the worst.
You're going to make $1 million.
Yuri was listening.
He wants to add 10, 4 zeros to that to make it a billion.
Right, okay.
We'll extrapolate.
Yeah, right? You got to start somewhere.
I can see that happening.
Yes, homemade Halloween costumes was the order of the day as a kid, and I definitely, that sticks with you all the way through cosplay. I think you go in the right direction.
Yeah, no, without a doubt. My mom used to make me costumes of my favorite, because I grew up reading comic books and watching cartoons. And so my mom would make me. I remember she made a Flash costume for me growing up. She made a Batman costume for me. She made a Captain America costume for me. And then when I got sort of bored of that, I started cross-playing. Is that what they call it?
Now they do.
Now, but
they
couldn't
get identified. Because if they don't,
okay.
It's it.
Cross-playing.
You started combo.
Now trademarked by Yuri Lowenthal.
Right,
combo cosplay. Cross-play.
Right.
You did like...
I did. I was Captain Bat. Like, I would wear some of the Captain America...
With the shield.
Yeah, but I'd have the cowl, the Batman cowl on, and I was Captain Bat, which, you know, of course, wasn't any kind of superhero.
That's
but
awesome.
But he was
then. You became your own superhero. That's the coolest thing I've ever heard in my
exactly.
life.
Exactly. I can't believe nobody's come up with cross-playing before. I can't be the first person.
You just coined that phrase, man.
Wow.
We like to make up new words. Didn't we make up another word in one of those episodes?
I don't know. I don't make up words.
Okay.
Sorry. I use the dictionary.
You work with the ones we already have.
You know, I'm the college graduate of the bunch in our podcast. So
I'm sure Yuri's also gone.
No, I wasn't. Yeah, I'm sorry. Did you know college?
I thought you were assuming that I'd gone to college, which was that's a leap.
I assumed he knew. He I guess didn't read your IMDb last night and late last night. And
is like one of you the research guy and one of you like the color commentator?
Because neither.
Because okay.
No, we just everybody no, speaks and
don't
then
believe
sometimes
in research.
Jeremy maybe
it's
speaks.
Bullshitter
then,
one,
you know,
bullshitter,
yeah,
bullshitter
two,
and then dude behind Danny who is being blocked.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. Stay there. I'm kind of digging it. It's kind of like I'm in a cave.
People prefer that you stay right where you are.
Nice t-shirt. I like that.
Thank you. It just came in.
Yeah. Yeah, I do like that.
Are you plugging?
I did.
And I was going to comment on your t-shirt, and then I said,
thanks. Yeah, this is a pretty cool t-shirt, too. Yours is a pretty cool t-shirt. God, guys, we all have cool t-shirts on.
It's man.
This guy's got a Mighty Ducks jersey on.
It turns out we affirm each other.
And an old school Minnesota North Stars hat. That.
Whoa.
Hey, thanks, man. Tommy Duncan keeping it alive.
Somebody's paying attention.
Did you lose interest in Halloween as you aged?
It's funny. I've gone through phases. It's always been my favorite time of year, regardless of whether or not I wanted to dress up. I think for a time when I, you know, in my acting career, there was a time when I was like, I, you know, dress up all the time for work.
I need a break.
I don't want to dress up on Halloween. And then I threw that away and now I like to do it again. But then I talk really big going into Halloween, like, oh, I'm going to do all this stuff. And, you know, and then it's like the night before Halloween, and I'm like, oh, man, I should really start thinking about what I want to, you know, go as for Halloween. Yeah, right, exactly. And I'm, you know, taping trash bags together and trying to get, like, witty instead of putting time in. Like, that's a super meta if I just go as Yuri Lowenthal. You know, I mean, which is the worst. Never do that. That's, people will hate you. Tonight, my wife Tara and I, they're doing an adult lock-in at the Natural History Museum, not far from here.
What?
And nice. I never did that as a kid. I don't know if anybody ever did that as a kid. You know, sort of like a field trip, and
yeah,
lock you, and you bring
get
your
separated
sleeping
from your
in the state
class
of, in the state of New Jersey. It's mandatory.
Then you hide in a janitor's closet for 8 hours until the museum closes, and then
I saw that movie with Ben Stiller. Right? Yeah. Okay. No, but they have this adult lock-in, and it's you get locked in the Natural History Museum. You bring your sleeping bags, you sleep under the dinosaur bones, and you drink booze. So it's kind of a dream come true.
You're gonna be in costume tonight, or
and, yeah, they said you should try to wear costume. So we have these footy pajamas. She has a Batman footy pajama suit, and I have a Joker footy pajama suit, and okay. That's
you'll naturally pair off.
Exactly, exactly. So that's
really cool.
So that's what we're gonna do tonight. But I didn't dress up today because I couldn't beat anybody, you know, anybody pretty much who's dressing up for this show. I just, I just like to watch.
Yeah, you saw the dude with the full wood suit.
That guy.
That's the craziest
that
thing
guy
I've ever seen.
Was amazing.
Get out of here, people! Leave
exhausted.
Now and see this
and,
man.
And see this guy. Yeah. He was sort of in this mech suit, but it was made of wood.
It was made of
like
wood,
and
he's
of wood.
And he's walking at a very very slow pace. Like, yeah,
it's got to
be super
weigh about
heavy.
8,000 pounds.
I'd like to say it's very fast for somebody who's made of wood.
That's true.
It's slow for a human, but compared, you know what I mean? Like, you know, when the trees get all pissed off in Lord of the Rings, and they're like, "Oh, I heard a tree die somewhere. Let's get over there." You know.
Have you ever seen, there's a great Christmas horror movie. It's a short film that was doing the circuit for a long time called Treevenge. And it's a horror movie about, and it starts off with the loggers going in, or, you know, Christmas tree sellers, and they go in there, they're cutting down, and they make them out to be these sort of, you know, villains. And then on the night of Christmas, when all these Christmas trees are in people's homes, they come alive and just start killing everyone. It's hilarious. I mean, it's like a 10-minute film. It's really well done. If you can find it, it's called Treevenge. I had nothing to do with it, but I push it whenever I can because it's amazing.
Sounds pretty
it's
awesome.
Based on a pagan holiday, right? Where we would cut down trees and then kill everybody.
And then kill everyone.
Yeah, kill everybody like most, who saw them.
It sounds like very pagan to do.
Yeah, like most religious things, it always ends in killing people. So. Right.
And then a three-day party, I guess.
And a three-day party, right.
Everybody has day off till the new year.
Yeah. What are your plans for Halloween tonight? You guys already talked about it. You already covered that today?
We didn't talk about it yet. Now, there's a couple things going options. On. Yeah, there's
two,
a couple
options.
Okay.
Danzig is
one,
performing?
Yeah, one.
Danzig is performing?
Like right on the other side of this building.
Did your plans just change?
We're going to cut a hole.
You can still
in
the Natural
History Museum.
Tara, they're going to have to lock you in the museum alone, apparently.
I'm cutting a hole in the museum.
The Joker is
so that
going
Danzig
to Danzig.
Can play into the museum.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea.
That's
yeah.
Well, you know what we can do? We'll just periscope it, and you can watch the feed from inside.
Right.
Hey,
honey, I got to go to the bathroom for a minute
for 20 minutes
to watch Glenn Danzig on my phone.
Hang on, guys. I'm pretty sure I can use my phase powers to just, you know, take the wall out of phase, and then you could hear the sound right through.
I knew I came here for a reason.
You know, in addition to being a great electrician, he's also an auditory genius.
I love it. Here's a little Glenn Danzig story. Not far from where I live, there was always this house that I would drive by, and it looked like the Munsters. Like it looked like a haunted house. Not in that somebody made it to look really cool like a haunted house. It was like dilapidated and falling apart, and looked like that scary old house that you grew up. You know, you had it in your neighborhood somewhere. And you're like, I know that guy eats children in there. The guy who lives there that I never see. And I finally found out it's Glenn Danzig's house. Isn't that perfect?
You were onto it.
That's
accurate.
What you want his house to look like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what his house is supposed to look like.
Exactly.
He's also from New Jersey.
Really?
Yeah.
Who
yeah.
strikes yeah. against?
Most good things, strangely enough, come from New Jersey.
Isn't that weird? I know.
Are you from
New Jersey?
It's because
there's a lot of people.
I'm not from New Jersey.
It's not because New Jersey's that cool. It's just because we're so densely populated that, like,
people can't wait to leave.
Some cool people have to come
they have
out
to
of
leave.
The state.
Right.
You're constantly fleeing New Jersey.
Yeah,
so.
You're forced out of New Jersey to make a movie about it.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Thanks, Kevin Smith.
Zach Braff?
Either one.
Either one. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
They
actually,
can both go. They're, you know, they're interchangeable.
Right. Jersey still claims
someone has a larger vocabulary than the other. I think in terms of writing scripts.
It's a sailboat.
It's a schooner.
A sailboat is a schooner.
Boy,
you're a schooner.
This was our audition for Mallrats 20 years ago. Mike and I just sitting there.
We've worn a lot of black T-shirts in our day, and that's not going to stop anytime soon. So.
No,
I notice a lot of people here are wearing black T-shirts.
Black T-shirts are always cool.
They're always
never going to go out of style, right? Right.
For a bigger guy like me, it's always slimming. Yeah.
I hope not. We just bought a box of them, so let's hope they don't.
So let's hope they don't go out of style in 24
hours.
Yeah. No, they're still super cool.
What
particularly
do you mean?
Ones with caricatures of our faces on them.
Okay.
Yeah. Where would one get one of those T-shirts?
For the listener.
Well, I'm glad you asked.
For the listener, you can go to DannyandMike.com, and for the audience, you can go to...
the cardboard box underneath Jeremy's
1716 or 1714. Yeah, the cardboard box underneath Jeremy's feet.
They might be here-ish. No, they're not here. 1714, ladies and gentlemen, right across from
right across
this
from 1719, where we have stuff, too.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
512 Whiskey declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
So having voiced and portrayed so many different roles, do you ever run into something where somebody's cosplaying you, right?
Yeah, and that's always a really interesting situation because being a voice actor, usually people don't know what we look like. So I can do that thing where somebody's cosplaying a character that I played, and I can go, "Hey, man, can I take a picture with you?" And they're like, "Yeah, sure, man, whatever, you know." and I take my picture with them.
And then you blow their minds.
And then, right. And then usually, you know, it's depending on how I'm feeling that day. Okay. Sometimes I'll blow their minds. Usually my wife will blow their mind for me so I don't come off looking
She takes pity on them.
Like
she's like, "You don't know who you just
That's what Jeremy does for us.
See, there you go. Yeah.
I'm not marrying Jeremy, though.
Jeremy's kind of like your wife.
It's such a maternal instinct that you have.
Whoa! Whoa, cross the lines up here.
If you kiss me, it'll be a step too far.
Deeper.
But it's usually a fun experience.
Oh yeah. Oh, it's always a fun experience. You know, you can't help. It's not like I invented the character or designed the character, but it always ends up being flattering and cool to see somebody, you know, in love with something that you had a part in doing. And sometimes I'll just walk away and I won't tell them. And I'll always wonder if somebody's just showing that photo to somebody someday, and they're like,
eventually
"You
they
realize?"
Figure it out.
Yeah. Or they'll find out. They'll be walking around later, and then they'll see our booth, or they'll see, you know, doing a signing. And then they'll come up and go, You're
Dickie Beer. You're Dickie Beer. You played the orc guard in Return of the Jedi.
Exactly.
Right?
That's exactly. Who's at the table
our neighbor.
Right next to you?
That's
our
actual
neighbor.
Neighbor.
Direct neighbor.
Yeah, no, I saw. I was like, Dickie Beer. That's a ridiculous name, and I love it, but I don't know who that is. Yeah.
You didn't think about going with that? Yuri is your actual name, right?
Yuri is my actual name.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's cool unless you're a kid and then it's just urine and urinal jokes all your entire life.
Oh, man.
Did you grow up in America?
Yes. Okay. I grew up in Nashville. And
you want to feel better about your name?
Yeah.
Well, I had a song about me.
It was. Let me guess.
Oh,
Danny's a toilet.
No. You know what? You're really close. You're really close.
Wait. Daniel.
No.
Daniel subscription to Poop Magazine.
The Devil and Daniel Webster.
No, that's, you know.
See, that would have been cool.
I had a whole song. It was a song, and it went like this. It went, Dan, the lavatory man, chief engineer of the public can. He cleans up the papers, and he cleans up the towels, and he listens to the rumble of the other people's bowels. Deep down underneath the ground, hear more. Those turds go swishing around while the sound of gas is heard, followed by a steaming turd. I remember all of that because in fourth grade,
of course
fifth grade,
wow. Yeah, that doesn't
it was,
round
it was a
burned into your
burn, yeah.
Wow. I did.
Yeah,
that
I know.
Was
sorry, guy. And it's okay. Don't feel bad. No. Look at me now.
Right?
Fourth, fifth, and sixth grade is definitely the peak of kid mean. I did make up some mean songs in that time too, but mine were parodies.
You made up ones?
Yeah, mine were parodies.
So you were the bully?
I could tell you were the bully.
No, I came in as a new.
He's a complete bully.
Yeah,
right? Don't let him fool
the
you.
The shortest kid in school at the front of all the lines was the bully.
That's Glenn Danzig.
The redhead was the bully. Never happened.
Never, oh, except, never, never,
except
ever.
In Children of the Corn, right, Malachi?
Oh, that's Malachi. Whoa. That's right.
Whoa, come on.
Wow. Yeah, you get a lot. Don't you think
Jeremy looks like Isaac?
You know, I don't want to get you.
Totally.
I don't want to get you crass, but Mike stated earlier that sometimes he has to show, you know, his pubes to make sure that everybody knows
that everybody
he's
knows
a real
he's,
ginger.
He's lost that
yeah, full
it's
orangey.
He's got a little blonde.
Look to age, and
strawberry,
I have too. I mean, I'm not
strawberry blonde.
Total redhead now anymore either. But
Dame Edna, I said that in confidence, and I did not want it to be repeated in this panel. And you would understand that. Thank you, and you would understand just for everyone's discretion involved. We'd speak about it as little as possible.
You know, though, it doesn't matter what your name is growing up. Kids will be cruel. I mean, that's
They'll
the thing that I came to realize.
Yeah, like Jeremy. What the heck does that mean?
Well, you would think I'd get a lot of shit just for that name, because I feel like that's like a bottom tier. Like,
but it was because of your physical appearance. It was not to do with your name at all.
No, I'm just saying,
name.
Like, as far
why
as...
Why do you automatically assume that?
It's self-confidence issues. No. But I feel like that's a name where it's like, Jeremy, you know what I mean? Like, you get a lot of, like, those sarcastic... I didn't have any problems. I had a brain tumor when I was 10 years old, so I got the pity card. I'm nobody. Nobody fucked with me.
So why?
He really skated on that one, guys.
He's trying to skate on it right now. Okay, Jeremy, tell us about it.
No, he's due for
me. I had a tumor.
I've never been more jealous of somebody who had a brain tumor before in my life.
It comes with a card. Would you like one? Just tell him you had one.
You just got to throw it. I had a brain tumor. And they're just like, oh, sorry, man.
He's due.
Sir, do you know why I pulled you over? Did you know I had a brain tumor?
By all means,
drive on.
Hey, man, give me your wallet.
Do you know that'll be $32.75. I don't have any cash, but did you know that I had a tumor when I was 10? I would use it. Fuck it.
Yeah, right? I haven't.
You seem to be doing okay.
I tried the same thing with the ladies.
With the ladies. Like, how did I know it was going to go there?
Ladies, what's going on? Oh, I'm not into you, but I had a tumor. I'm even less into you. Your lifespan must be considerably shorter.
This actually sounds a lot like Cabbage Head from Kids in the Hall, who would just make himself such a repulsive character.
Yes.
And then cry. It reminds me of your MO with ladies, I'm just saying.
100%.
Hey, well, man, if crying works.
You see the people that have been giving away the tissues in between the South Hall and the West Hall?
Somebody can make a run.
Would you like a Gudetama tissue?
He's taking them every time because he gets so damn emotional every time he meets a lady.
Yeah.
Did they hand them?
Also, I think it's weird, too. It's like, who's crying at Kamikaze? I mean, really?
There's a lot of tissues being made.
There's a lot of tissues. Like, do you need tissues?
Yeah. People who are just watching the Star Wars trailer over and over again.
I saw a lot of Yodas. I've seen all like different permutations of Yoda out there, and I see like no Obi-Wan Kenobis whatsoever.
I saw Obi-Wan today.
How do you know? It was just a guy in brown. How do you know?
That was a homeless dude.
Yeah. You can say.
Cross outside the convention.
Halloween is the one day a year where you can say to anybody on the street, nice costume.
That's true.
One day a year.
I'm gonna do that. As soon as I leave, just everybody I run into. Nice costume, man. Nice costume. I'm not even going to show up to the convention tomorrow. I'll be dead. Somebody almost stabbed me, I'm sure.
He was found with multiple stab
wounds.
Someone
comes up to Yuri, nice costume. What is this? I'm a raccoon. Black eyes.
I'm wearing my tanuki suit today. You got punched in the face twice, didn't you?
I just love that you know what a tanuki is.
Oh, he knows.
Oh, man, the Joker's here.
Yeah, how do you know what a...
Hey, the joke buster is here. Are we all in trouble now?
Show of hands. Who knows what a tanuki suit
is? Who knows what a tanuki is? Oh, well, of course, we're you know, Kamikaze. That's you know what the...
It's a tainted sample.
It's true. You know what the definition... If you look that up in a Japanese to English dictionary, you know what a tanuki is in English? A raccoon dog. Have you ever heard of a raccoon dog?
I think they made it up for the
Japanese love dogs.
Do they make that up so it makes us sound stupid for saying it?
I think they make it up so that it does... So they don't have to explain that it's this, you know, sort of furry creature with giant balls. Because if you've ever seen,
it's a folk hero.
It's a folk hero, and he's just got huge testicles.
Yeah.
Don't you know a guy like that from Jersey?
Yeah.
That's Tom Nuki.
Tom Nuki. Also Tommy Big Ball.
Tommy Matarazzo is his real name, but, you know, he does okay. He's a longshoreman.
It comes down to what's your favorite Super Mario? Like some people, it's
the first one,
some people it's the second
really?
One.
I always get shit for my transition. That was the worst.
I'm thinking about tanuki suits.
Oh, okay, great. Well, we don't.
Super Mario Bros. 3, some people's favorite because Mario could fly. Some people like the 3D ones.
I think that's cheating.
What do you mean?
Being able to fly? I think Mario flying is cheating.
Okay, so you're more of a, what about going into other dimensions and pulling up radishes.
Yeah, okay. That's okay though.
Okay, like, so
yeah, I have sort of twisted beliefs. It's okay, and yeah.
No, every time you guys start talking about Nintendo stuff, it just makes my
you want to.
Yeah, well, because I was an Atari kid. My dad was an Atari guy, well, so I never had Nintendo.
Years old. He was a kid of ColecoVision.
My dad was crushing it playing video. He still crushes it playing video games.
I was an Intellivision kid.
Very cool.
Yeah, I mean, that was my dad, because we went overseas when I was 10, and I think he felt guilty that we were moving to a third world country. He was taking me from, you know, the States, we were going to a third world country, and so he bought a Betamax and an Intellivision, and I was the only kid I knew who had either of those things. To explain to you out there in the audience, a Betamax was...
we would take two wheels and stretch film between them.
Yeah, what?
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 You're the one who said
I thought Betamax was invented for the adult film industry.
Probably.
Most things are. Don't they say that? Technology is led by pornography?
We've covered pubes, balls, plush balls, the porn industry.
The porn industry, video games.
Feces.
There's really nothing left.
Dick Tracy.
It sounds like a GTA 5 video game that we were both a part of.
And I was just going to say,
isn't that all
part of that family.
One thing that would happen in a Grand Theft Auto 5 video game would be an attack at the gas station.
Wow.
An attack at the gas station.
Deep.
I went deep into your IMDb. This guy has 400 plus credits. Not this guy, this guy.
Has 400. Between us, we have 400 plus
credits. Okay, I've got 27, okay, my God.
This guy has 400 plus credits, so I had to do a deep dive into into his oeuvre. And his oeuvre includes Attack at the Gas Station, which I saw at a Korean film festival in New York.
But you probably saw it in Korean.
I saw it in Korean.
Because I was. I did the dub of
you
that.
I did the dub voice
for one of the guys.
I did a lot of subtitle reading on my viewing of that.
Yeah, I prefer watching subtitled movies with subtitles
rather than dubbed into
rather
English.
Than dubbed,
do you like them in the original?
Yeah. There's just something.
You shouldn't say that out loud, man.
Yeah, they're I know, listening. because I make a lot of my money dubbing things. Like, yeah, that dude.
Oh, so you read the subtitles, huh?
Jeremy,
well,
you can take that part
out. Sorry,
right?
Yuri. X'd out.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been funny because, you know, the dubbing, you know, cartoons, dubbing anime is one thing, but then dubbing live action stuff is a whole other thing. And if you ever, here's a funny sort of dubbing live action, another Korean film, story. For those of you who've seen Old Boy, or if you have it at home, if you switch on the dub, you know where that amazing scene where he fights his way through that hallway with the hammer. Mm. I play most of the dudes that he beats
Gets
with
killed
the hammer.
With a hammer.
So if they start, to, so if you do that and they start to sound alike, it's because like every
All of
guy
them are
who
you.
Gets hit with a hammer, that's usually me.
Oh,
yeah.
You did like a solid 6 hours of hammer hammer
right.
sounds.
Right. Exactly.
You just killed 37
oh God,
brothers.
No, my balls. And we're back to balls.
Sorry.
Hey, you know,
we sorry never to trivialize what you do for a living.
No, it's. You should trivialize what I do for what I do for a living.
It's cool.
It's not any kind of. Well, somebody said that about acting. It's not any kind of job a man should do. I think, like an actor said that.
Maybe an actor who has done acting or
had
no more.
One of those. One of those actors who's retired like 17 times. Oh, I'm retiring from acting. It's a horrible. You want me to? How much are you going to pay me? Oh, I'm back.
Yes.
And then I'm retiring. Again.
One week. One year only.
We are going to do another Pete and Pete reunion panel in a couple of hours. If you guys didn't see the one that you're watching right now, it's going to be another one in a couple of hours because we know...
It's a reunion because we don't see each other almost once a month to record a podcast.
Twice.
And sometimes twice in a month and sometimes we skip a summer.
I did tell people we live together at our booth today. I did tell people that we live together, and that I have the top bunk.
That's true. Well, you have to have the top bunk.
You guys realize
that I've watched Black Sheep too many times to know the difference between a fat guy's on the top bunk.
Yeah, that's true.
I got dibs on top. Okay.
You guys realize that if I go on that show, too, it'd be a reunion show, even though... From this. Literally a reunion from an hour ago
God,
when I was
I
on the show
seen
with
you in like 2 hours. You tell that story again about that time that you puked in Japan.
Yuri, you remember that time when people called you urine? I stood with you.
Oh, don't! I got these cool tissues that were given out to
right,
me.
Right. You got give me the good Atama tissues.
Oh, good Atama. Use my tears.
Man,
you guys did a show with Kumail once, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. Kumail and Emily were both on this show
in San Francisco.
Kumail and I were on an animated show together called Trip Tank.
Oh yeah,
and it was a weird relationship. We only sort of met each other in passing there. He's a big movie buff too, and there's a place in LA called Cine Family where they do amazing screenings, and he's often introduced a lot of films there. But we're in a some shorts in Trip Tank, where he plays a dick genie.
Because we're back to it's not
okay.
Usually
no, no, no. Wait, it's not usually a topic
conversation for me, but you guys have sort of pushed me into it.
It's okay. No, well, we didn't push you into this one. This is on your own, but you should continue. You know,
all right,
that's
all the
fine.
Other ones. Yeah,
yeah. The other we'll take credit.
Okay, I'll take the bullet.
We're
for
this accomplices
one.
In most of them. So 90%.
Yeah, but I play a teenage kid who has trouble with girls
discovering himself. Maybe
discovering himself. Let's just say, and in discovering himself,
summons this. Genie.
Summons the dick genie, and played by Kumail, and it's he's hilarious. I mean, I love him anyway, but he's hilarious.
I think I just came up with my new favorite euphemism.
Yes. I think you. I gotta
Mike,
go
I'm having trouble sleeping. Can you? I need to see the dick genie.
I need to visit the dick genie.
Too bad you're on the bottom bunk.
This type of stuff basically alienates itself.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we on this podcast we always alienate a brand. Do you have any?
I can hand this one over to Yuri. Happy
well,
to.
I could start with whoever runs parking at this convention.
Nice.
Oh,
zing,
zinger!
It's regional, but it hurts. It's regional, but it's still accurate.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and then the people who take up two spots in those crowded parking lots.
Oh yes, that's
not really a brand.
It's okay.
We're looking at like Nabisco or
Nestle, big guys. Right. You know
what do you think about Lockheed?
oh man, those guys.
Yeah, Raytheon with their stupid
guys.
Blimp. I guess Yuri does not want to perhaps alienate any potential sponsors, so we'll just say he doesn't hate any of the brands that suck balls that we were talking about.
Mike,
I'm not afraid. If I can think of somebody who's
I just
really
want one. You get one at almost every episode.
Yeah, today
let's circle back to Nestle.
No, today's brand we hate is Raytheon with their stupid blimp. What a
I didn't even know they had a blimp.
You know what? Like, only companies like this have mess ups that it would truly take superheroes to fix. They lost a surveillance blimp over Pennsylvania somewhere.
They lost a.
I think they found it. Though,
yeah.
That sounds
like a joke because a surveillance blimp is an information
thing to
gather.
Be found.
Hey,
yeah, thing to find.
Look at
things.
That thing flying in the air, very slow, like and large.
But how do you lose that? It was like the guy. There was a high speed.
It was raining. There was a lot of wind.
With paddling down the Delaware,
a fog came in, and then it was complete. You just couldn't
see
anything.
Right, you just couldn't see it. There was no coming back from that. In Los Angeles, they had the high speed chase. You know, the well televised high speed chases. You know, is sort of a thing.
I'm
we
gonna
do
get
here.
To Mexico. I swear, never gonna get there.
Helicopters, constant surveillance. They run the guy's plate. They're following the whole way. Where do they think they're going? Do they really think they can escape? And guess what? He did. He is the guy just the other day. But. They sort of let him go because they know who he is.
He's got to go home at some point.
They know. Well, you.
Some people just want to be on TV.
Oh, he cashed a check down the street.
When you were saying where is he running, I'm guessing that there's like reality TV casting that he could probably go right to.
That's probably where he was going.
I think.
Well, speaking.
My friend
of,
has a friend.
Speaking of running.
Speaking of reality TV.
Oh, we're
reality
we?
TV. I think we're going to have to wrap it up. And if you have any plugs, Yuri, you should give us a shout on the interwebs.
Jer Bear?
I've gotten awfully familiar for the first time ever hanging out with you guys.
Especially
I'm kind
being
of
opposite ends
like
of the table.
I like
yeah.
it, though.
Yeah. I don't,
we did introduce you with your genitals, so.
That's true. That's
oh,
true.
Man.
I do have
you know, it had to go back there, man.
That's how he came up on stage.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I have a podcast that I know called Cast of Characters. It's on Geek Nation. We just started a couple of months ago, but it's all about animation and video games. And it's not we don't just have voice actor guests on. We have writers, directors, casting people, showrunners.
Us too. We don't just have voice actor guests. We also
have
us too.
We're not just voice actors.
Yeah,
we're not voice actors. So we love to come on yours. Podcast.
You were saying Yuri.
I was just saying that's how we because we knew we couldn't compete with you guys. We had to make it different somehow.
Oh right. Yeah. You know what?
Yeah. So we had to change it up. There it is. So yeah, it's a cast of characters. You can find it on iTunes.
I read that you co-wrote a book with your wife.
I did.
Yes,
I did. It's called Voice Over, Voice Actor. Thanks.
Thanks for that.
I read.
One.
A,
that
I just was, read a little. I just read
you
a little.
Know,
bit.
That was the underhand. Gosh. That was nice. You just lobbed that one in.
It's called voiceover, voice actor. What it's like behind the mic, and it came from people, you know, asking us all the time. Hey, how do I get into voiceover? Or, hey, how do I do what you do? Or hey, what can I do? And so we, after a while, it got hard sort of saying the same things over and over again. So we finally put it into a book and.
It's buy this.
Buy this. Yeah,
I have five questions. The question Yuri, here's a book.
Answer. Here you go.
And it's a lot cheaper than taking me out to lunch. So we have it at the
because he
show
eats
today.
Like a lot of food.
Yeah. Right.
Right. You're like two entrees, a couple apps, a salad.
Easily. Yeah. Easily.
Dessert. Dessert.
And you can always stalk me on Twitter. I'm easily stalked on Twitter. It's just at Yuri Lowenthal.
Cool.
Thanks, guys.
Well, thank you for being here.
And yeah. Thank all of you for being
thank
here.
Thank you guys for coming.
To Kamikaze for having us, and we apologize to the parking people. Also, all of you that came out, come see us at booth 1714. We have some merch and some good stuff for the listener. Log into our website, Danny and Mike.
Go
you can
visit
buy a
them,
there.
Then walk across the street, because it's sort of like a street.
Yeah. Food vendor street.
I've talked about my... Some of you have been there. I recognize some of you. And thanks for coming by if you have, and if you haven't, come on by.
So there's still a chance to come by, is what we're saying.
There's still a chance to, right? Please, for the love of God, come
yay!
By.
Yay! Thanks, guys.
The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Marona. The show is produced by Jeremy Balin and Marianne Waves. This podcast is part of the Feral Audio Podcasting Collective and can be found on their website at feralaudio.com. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also, look us up on Twitter, at Danny and Mike with the and spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/theadventuresofdannyandmike. Thanks for listening. Feral Audio.